Time for another edition of WagerWise here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Todd Brolenkamp and Alex Kuhn. Happy to be joined by our pal from the Quad Cities, Jay Foster. He appears with us every Wednesday at 5:30, courtesy of the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Resort. You can check out Jay's newsletter if you are a member at Elite Sportsbook. Sign up for an account now. Join now, upper right-hand corner. It's as simple as that. First bet risk-free, up to $500. Terms and conditions. Make sure you read those so you understand what you're getting into. And Jay, let's go ahead and start with game four of the Stanley Cup final tonight. Just when you think you've got this series figured out, Tampa not only picks itself up off the mat, but absolutely kicks Colorado in the teeth in game three. Alex and I both agree we've got a series here. So what do you think for tonight?
Well, you're absolutely correct. It was a big game for Tampa Bay. They needed it. In the history of the NHL, there's only been like four times that a team's come back down from 0-3, so they definitely needed that game. The crazy thing about this is the over-under stayed the same all series long, including the game four at 6. The over is hit every single time. That's an incredible streak going on. And Tampa Bay, you know, they needed to win that game. Colorado had not lost on the road in the playoffs at all, and that was their first loss this year. So obviously they're looking to get back-to-back. And Tampa Bay right now riding a franchise record 8-game home playoff winning streak. So right now things are staying the same as we're in game three, -110 for Colorado, -110 for Tampa Bay. And I think you're right. I think we got a series. I like this 8-game winning streak. I'm leaning towards Tampa Bay. The Sharps aren't really leaning anywhere but the over, of course, because everyone's just going to follow that one through. But they are going one direction at 77%, and they are giving up the 1.5 goals to the Avalanche because there's a payout of +250. So they're looking for the big payout here, that if Colorado's going to win, they're going to win big. And they're also looking at it's going to be an over 6 goals. So that's where the Sharps are. Other than that, it is flirting at about like 53%, 47% for Colorado money line and Tampa Bay. So there's no real movement that we're seeing anywhere as far as this game, this one's going.
Now, Jay, on the Elite Sportsbook website, you can look at some of the markets that are available. And tomorrow night is the NBA draft. And, of course, the Iowa is expected to have their first top 10 pick since 1980 in Keegan Murray. Have you seen anything you liked as far as the betting markets for the NBA draft that Elite offers?
Well, they're doing, obviously, it's the future bets. You can bet who goes 1, 2, 3, 4. First Canadian I saw on there that's going to be going. And then, you know, over under rounds. And then there's one where they compare two players, like who will go first out of the two. The first round, Jabari Smith, I believe he's at like -125. That was the highest one, the first overall pick. Keegan Murray, you can bet at the over under 5.5. I think we all can agree that's probably a good number right there. But if it's really all the things that, I don't know, you guys can tell me if you're hearing other things that, different than what I'm hearing, you know, that the Pacers really like him, and that's at 6, and you're getting plus money at over under 5.5, I think that's the way to go. But you guys tell me, are you hearing different besides the Pacers, or are you hearing maybe the Pacers trade up?
It's very complicated in that 4 through 6 range,
yeah,
because the Kings have the 4th pick, and there are rumors that there are several teams interested in trading up to that number 4 pick, and the Memphis Grizzlies to take Jaden Ivey out of Purdue. But then there are rumblings that the Kings are happy with that number 4 pick, and Jaden Ivey doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So Keegan Murray could be in play there. Detroit likes him at 5. The Pacers like him at 6. And then, of course, Portland likes him as well at 7. So it's very interesting, but it's going to depend on whether or not maybe there's a trade up to that Sacramento spot at 4 to take a guy like Jaden Ivey.
So do you think the over 5.5 is a good way to go?
I
know. It's a really interesting one.
Because at 5, that's kind of where he's been slotted all along. But would a trade up to 4 throw things off, and maybe somebody comes and gets Ivy at 4 and then things slot back a little bit? But I, all along, he's kind of been rumored to the Pistons at 5, and I'm kind of still right there with him. And okay, if Sacramento doesn't trade away their pick at 4, maybe he goes number 4.
Okay. See, that's the fun of gambling, I guess. But yeah, I like that they have that out there, though, that Elite has that option for you. And that, as always, we encourage everybody to go on the website and mess around and look at their daily specials and what they have going on at EliteSportsbook.com.
It is interesting. I noticed we were talking earlier in the week about the draft, and one of our guests said that the player that they felt most likely to fall out of the top 10 was Wisconsin's Johnny Davis. And at Elite right now, over 10.5 as his draft position is at even money. Now, I think that may be one worth taking a look at there. This is the type of stuff there, if you're going to bet it, you can get really deep down into the weeds. Look on Twitter, read what the beat writers are putting out there.
Yeah.
A lot of it's sometimes smoke, but yep, you can sort of get an idea on which direction teams are heading here. And the stuff that I would pay attention to is what Alex mentioned, those teams that are interested in trading up. Because if that happens, then you could kind of throw everything out of whack just a little bit. But boy, Keegan's number right there at 5.5, I think, is exactly where it needs to be. So I would stay away from that.
Yeah.
Just sit back and enjoy watching him get drafted and set some history for the Hawkeyes and Fran tomorrow night. How about the PGA Tour? I know the LIV Tour is what it is at this point. The PGA Tour is losing some talented players to it. But at the end of the day, it's still the best in professional golf. It's still a competitive golf environment. You're coming off a major. It's always an interesting week to follow up coming off a major. What's going on the PGA Tour this week?
Well, I know we talked about this last week a little bit about the LIV Tour. And I tell you what, I don't think I've been intrigued in the storyline since the late 1990s in professional wrestling, WCW versus the WWE. It just seems like that win that Fitzpatrick had was a shot that really the PGA needed. You know, that he had a great Sunday. It was great for golf. If only if Rory would have won, would have made it any better. But then the turns around, the LIV turns around and announces Brooks Koepka, which was a really, really bad kept secret. And then also now today, the Open at St. Andrews, the 150th one that's going to be played on July 14th, they're saying that they're going to follow USGA and they're going to allow the LIV players to play as well. So I just feel like every time the PGA gets a little bit something going their way, and like you said, they're still the best in the world, but it seems like they have a press release going, and I think it'd be great if there was a bet to see who the next one to go is. I mean, it's probably Patrick Reed, and the ultimate turn of all will be Colin Morikawa after he said, like, he's here to stay, and then he just leaves. But again, I'm getting off the subject. It's just a crazy storyline, and I think it's something else. But this week it's the Travelers Championship. PGA staying up in New England. This will be at Cromwell, Connecticut, TPC River Highlands. This is a very well attended event. Actually, it's the number 2 on the PGA Tour. So there will be a lot of people at this one. And, you know, the field isn't incredible, but Rory's going to be there. Scheffler's going to be there. Patrick Cantlay is going to be there. And it's not an incredible field. There's no, like, past winners in the past 10 years that are going to be there. So, like I said, it's a good event. If you go to Elite Sportsbook right now, Rory, who I mentioned, he's at plus 1,100. Scheffler at plus 1,200. Cantlay at plus 1,400. Sam Burns plus 1,800. Xander at plus 1,900. Jordan, 2,000. And then they're all kind of – they drop down into the threes after that. So I'd take a look around, do some research. I think it's probably going to come down to Rory and Scotty. And so – I know I talked to you guys last week. I made more top 10 plays than I did all year long and made some money last week thanks to Fitzpatrick and all the, you know, the stuff from 2013 that we were doing research on. So I'll probably play Rory to be in the top 5, Scheffler to be in the top 5 as well, and then maybe flirt with putting something on an outright winner in Rory. And I, again, back-to-back weeks, I think Rory is where the eyes are at, and I think the PGA needs Rory to win. I know it's just like more of an exhibition league, but this LIV thing it's nuts. It really is.
I listened to our golf guys here last week and went with Justin Thomas, and he was awful. But then I also had John Rahm finishing outside the top 5 did not go well for me. But I had Will Zalatoris to finish top 10 and top 5. So it all balances out, I guess, in the long run. Travelers is a good field. Like you said, it's kind of wide open this week, but I do like this idea of the storyline of what the PGA Tour needs here, and kind of needs one of its leading faces at this point to step up and have a big win. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. Look, we've had some fun here with you talking USFL football season long. I would have lost a bet that the playoffs were actually going on. I have no idea what's going on with the USFL, but what are they, down to four teams now?
That's right. It's the semifinals. The top two teams in the North Division, top two teams in the South Division. This is going to be, it's the New Jersey Generals versus Philadelphia Stars. That's the first game. The Generals are -4.5 favorite here. The tickets being sold right now are at 96%. That means the public is just backing the Generals here. And at 70%, the Sharps are as well. That's a good bet because we want to look at the last time they played each other, the two times that they played each other. They played in week three. The Generals won 24-16. They just played last week. Generals aren't going to, they had already locked up the number one. They're not going to play anyone. The Stars didn't play anyone. They Generals still won 26-23. So the last time out doesn't really mean that much. It's more about week three. So I do like the -4.5 here, and I am going to have to agree with the public because I just, you don't want to always be with the public, but here, like I said, 70% of the money is being put on them as well. So I like the Generals at -4.5. The interesting game is the Stallions and the Breakers. Stallions went into week nine undefeated. They end up losing to the Houston Gamblers. They didn't play anyone last week. The Breakers didn't play their guys either. So, but their last time out, that was the game I was at. That was 10-9, and the Breakers had a lot of turnovers in the first half. They did play in week three. The Stallions won 22-13. This is a -5. 95% of the public is backing the Stallions at -5. 67% of the Sharps are backing the Breakers, and I am as well. I know you guys, I've told you guys this, I'm a Breakers fan. I've been supporting them all along, but I just don't, you know, the old saying, you know, it's hard to beat a good team three times. I'm not saying this is a good team, but as far as USFL standards go, the Breakers are a good team. The +5 seems to be right there for the picking, and I have to be honest with you guys, I have a futures bet on the Breakers winning the USFL championship, so that's where we're at this Saturday, and then the championship will be played on the, and they play, by the way, they play this in Canton, Ohio. They're not playing down in Birmingham.
Why?
And they will play the championship.
If they played the whole season in Birmingham, and then they're going to move the championship game somewhere else.
Yes, it's because it's the home of professional football, Hall of Fame.
I know.
I'm not saying it makes sense. So, yes, it'd be more of a neutral field, I guess. They're playing the semis there, and the championship will be there also on July 4th. So that's what's going on in USFL. So I got you guys up to speed. Sorry I do that to you guys.
No, it's okay, Jay. But as far as the College World Series is going, it seems to me, with four teams left, that maybe, just maybe, the SEC is pretty good at college baseball. And of the four teams, the one team not from the SEC will be in the SEC here in a couple of years.
Yeah, like you said, you mentioned it. There's a game on tonight that's Ole Miss and Arkansas, SEC rivals. Ole Miss beat Arkansas Monday 13-5. Ole Miss is a favorite here at -125, over under set at 12. The game in the afternoon will be Texas A&M, game at 1 o'clock, actually. Texas A&M, the over under against Oklahoma, over under is 14.5. Oklahoma's -140. Oklahoma beat Texas A&M on the opening game of the College World Series, actually. Oklahoma beat them 13-8. So, they beat Texas A&M. Right now you're looking at the odds. If you want to get out there and do outright winner, you can get Mississippi at +160. They were at +700 when the tournament started. Oklahoma's at +160. They were +625. Arkansas's +500 to win it. And Texas A&M +500 as well. So, the odds are favored to look at, and I obviously, because Mississippi and Oklahoma, if they win, they still get another game in the semifinals because you have to lose twice to get there. And then the best of three will start on Friday. Wonderful atmosphere. They do a great job on ESPN. I love the College World Series. I was fortunate enough to be out there a couple times at, when I was at Rosenblatt, and I've been back to Charles Schwab Field a couple times as well. So College World Series is a great environment, and if you have a chance, put that on your bucket list. Get out there.
You think Mississippi State, or Ole Miss, I mean, pulls it off tonight against Arkansas?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I've got an Arkansas future at +650, so looking to hedge.
All right. Yeah, good idea.
Let's wrap up here, Jay. Appreciate it as always. Alex and I will take a quick look at what's going on with baseball, but you mentioned the specials they've got at Elite. There's one, if you've been following the Stanley Cup Final, they've got the Hot Start which is a goal scored in the first 5 minutes of the game tonight at plus, I think it's 225 or something like that. They have been scoring early and often in this series, so that may be one to keep an eye on. We look forward to chatting with you next week. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. You have a wonderful day.
That's Jay Foster. Joins us every Wednesday for WagerWise, courtesy of Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Resort. Again, check out the specials at elitesportsbook.com. Quick look at what's going on in Major League Baseball tonight. Some of the later games. Alex, you've got the Dodgers and the Reds. Cincinnati plus 130 at home. Cubs continue their struggles with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates are actually the underdog tonight, though. You can get them at plus 105 at PNC Park against Keegan Thompson and the Cubs. Tigers are in Boston taking on the Red Sox. Michael Wacha on the mound. Red Sox minus 135. Twins at home is a $1.60 favorite against the Guardians. Tristan McKenzie pitching for Cleveland. And that battle for first place in the National League Central continues at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Left-hander Eric Lauer and the Brewers, $1.15 favorite on the money line. You got to lay $1.05 on the money line with the visiting St. Louis Cardinals, who turn to Adam Wainwright. And the Kansas City Royals, $2 underdogs facing Shohei Ohtani and the Angels tonight. That is a look at what's going on in the world of sports wagering. It comes your way every Wednesday at 5:30, courtesy of Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Resort. And if you missed anything, our podcast of the WagerWise segment is available at kgymradio.com.